The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program. God describes how nations try to solve their problems when they have cut themselves off from God, and especially he describes Israel. In Isaiah 59, God has this to say, beginning in verse 10 of Isaiah 59. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are a dead man in desolate places. Instead of solving our problems, God is telling us that we continue to create problems. That seems to be what we see, isn't it? Problems aren't being solved, they continue to worsen. God says we don't like what we see, we don't like the conditions that we have to live in. He says here in verse 11, we all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. Yes, God says we growl and we moan and groan because of the conditions that we're living in. We don't like the conditions that we live with, and keep hoping things will get better. Verse 12 continues, for our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. God says it's because that our transgressions, our sins, have multiplied over the last several years, that he is going to send judgment, and that he is already in the process of sending judgments on us, and it has confused us. Our transgressions have confused us because we have no standard to go by. We grope as blind men in the daytime. Verse 13 says, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. My friends, you wouldn't think that leaders of a nation would utter from the heart words of falsehood, words that they know aren't true and will not come to pass. But God says we do that. And could we rule that out? Do we think that happens in our nation today? Continuing here in verse 14, God says, because of our transgressions have multiplied, says, justice has turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. Yes, justice has turned back. Righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. Truth has fallen in the street. Truth has fallen on deaf ears. Who wants to hear truth today? We've been lied to so much that we are afraid of truth. We sneer at God's word and belittle those that live by and teach God's word. Our so-called religious leaders pick and choose from God's word what they want to obey and what they don't want to obey. And they mix it with tradition of men and they run with it and they call that true and pure religion. Verse 15, so truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. God tells us why we aren't receiving his blessings, and it's because our sins have multiplied. Jeremiah chapter 30 tells us that as well. So do many other places in God's word. My friends, you can expect more weather-related disastrous problems and many other problems for this world and especially the Israelite-descended nations. God will continue to send judgments on America, England, and other Israelitish nations, hoping that we will repent and turn to him. We won't do that as a nation, at least wholeheartedly. We may turn to some degree and prolong our demise for a while. Let's hope and pray that we will at least do that. What will you do as an individual? Will you turn to God? Will you rend your heart to your Maker and not your garments and repent of your sin to begin living by the Word of God? In Jeremiah 30, verse 12 through 15, God has this to say, for thus says the Lord, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. My friends, realize that he is speaking to America today and the British people mainly. America and the British people mainly. There is no one to plead your cause that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. God says our afflictions is incurable, and we have no healing medicines. In other words, we will not solve our problems. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. That's what happened to the pre-flood world and Sodom and Gomorrah. They came to the point that it was only sin, iniquity, that they were living by and that they were practicing. That's why God had to destroy the pre-flood world and Sodom and Gomorrah. And God would and will destroy this world or allow us to destroy ourselves because of the same reason. Our iniquities have so multiplied, our sins have so multiplied, we will come to the point that we aren't living any way except by lies and a multitude of sin, iniquity. That's when Jesus Christ is going to return and save mankind from himself. Otherwise, mankind would annihilate all life from this earth. God says here in verse 15, Jeremiah chapter 30, says, "Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you." God says, instead of turning to him, we cry, we moan, and we groan about our iniquities. No man or woman elected as leaders of our nation will solve our problems because they don't understand what is causing them. It's our sins of turning our back on our Maker and going the way of Get, following Satan. That's what has and will continue to cause more problems for America and the whole world. Notice Jeremiah 30, verse 24. "The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days you will consider it." This is an end-time prophecy, my friend, that we have been reading about here, and it is for our day now. God pinpoints this prophecy again here in verse 34, just as he did when he said in verse 9 of Jeremiah 30, that we will serve the Lord, is speaking of a future time, because we as a nation and we as this world, we aren't doing that today. God will correct us until we finally realize it's best to obey our Maker. You know, my friends, you could realize that today and begin changing your life, turning to God, and you won't have to go through a lot of problems that America is headed for and is on the doorstep of right now. He also said, "We will serve David our king, whom God will resurrect as a spirit-born son of God and a spirit-born brother of Jesus Christ, and make king over all Israel." David had been dead over 500 years when God inspired this to be penned. He's saying that David will be resurrected in that first resurrection, speaking of a future time. Christ being king over all the earth, and David king under Christ over all Israel, and it would stand to reason that God will appoint others as kings of other nations. God has a big job as king over all the earth. Jesus Christ and the saints that will be in the first resurrection will rule the earth and enforce God's law, which are simple to live by. God's laws are spiritual, holy, and righteous, and they are eternal, and will guide the world, God's world, which it will be in that day, in the way of peace, well-being for all. God and Jesus Christ are training people of first fruits, as he calls us, and have been from the time of Abel, to be kings and priests to rule with and under Christ and his kingdom on earth. We know why we were born. We know the purpose of life, where we're going, and how to get there. And we will probably get to help Jesus Christ deliver Israel, America, and other Israelitish nations, but America being one of them, the main nation of Israel, out of captivity. Yes, out of captivity when Jesus Christ returns. What a blessing and pleasure that will be for God and Jesus Christ and for the resurrected saints and for those physical human beings of Israelite descent to be saved out of captivity. In Jeremiah 30, verse 18, God has this to say, "Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Speaking of a future time, when Christ has established the throne of God and the kingdom of God on this earth. It's an end time event, my friends. All these natural events we are experiencing are taking its toll on America, helping to weaken this giant. Even our military efforts aren't what they once were. The fear of terror attacks are taking a toll on many nations, and when terror hits other nations, such as the one in Paris just a few days ago, we go on high alert, costing millions and millions and billions of dollars. Yes, it's helping to drain this nation financially. In verse 19, it continues to say of Jeremiah 30 here, verse 19, "Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry." Speaking about this future time after Israel, America being one of them, will be delivered out of captivity after the return of Jesus Christ. "Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of those who make merry." We don't do that today. We don't give God thanks today. We pretend to on Thanksgiving today, but it's nothing, it seems, but a day of sports and doing what you want to do. "I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." God says he's going to build a nation, a great nation again, out of Israel. "Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them." And those nations that oppress Israel, they might as well get ready, because they will be paid back. "Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst." Think about that, my friend. They will be of Israelite descent that's ruling over Israel. "Then I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God." Are we God's people today? Think about that. Ask yourself that. Are we God's people today? Are we serving God, the true God, or are we serving the false God, Satan the devil? Yes, there is good news for America. We will finally learn our lesson that it does pay to obey our Maker. Why don't we do that today? God would like nothing better, and so would you, once you realize the blessings God would give you for obeying Him. Would you like for God to comfort you when you are in trouble, and be assured that God is with you and knows what your problems are, and would see to it that all things work together for your good? God makes you that promise. I want you to notice what God has to say to you and me and anyone that obeys Him. We'll pick this up in our next program. My time is up, but we'll pick this up in our next program in Romans chapter 8, beginning verse 27, where God makes promises to those that will obey Him. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that we're offering free of charge, just as we do all of our other literature. Number one, North America Listen. God is going to save America. And God would do that today if we would turn and rend our heart to our God. North America Listen and our free booklet, Evidence of the End Time. You may think that you know all that's in these booklets, but you'd be surprised what you don't know when you read those booklets. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Or go online, www.thewayitoughtobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughtobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughtobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.